It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With Interstate 70 reopened through Glenwood Canyon, people have finally been able to see some damage from the Grizzly Creek fire in person. Here's CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg.
Glenwood Springs resident Kyle Jones drove through the canyon Tuesday. There was still a lot of smoke, but Jones says he was very happy to be able to see many cottonwoods along the riverbanks, plus large swaths of pine trees, shrub oak, and juniper that survived the fire.
A lot of the places that I look forward to when I'm going through the canyon are still there, and so I would just encourage people to go through and see it for themselves and take note of the things that we're still lucky to have, because there's a lot there that's worth enjoying.
One popular spot is Hanging Lake. Officials say that even though flames got close, most of the area seems to have avoided damage. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Even though I-70 through Glenwood Canyon is reopened, officials managing the Grizzly Creek fire say people should not plan to recreate around Glenwood Canyon for a while. Access to trails and the Colorado River is still closed. The fire has burned more than 32,000 acres. Its cause is still under investigation. And other big wildfires continue to burn across the state, and there's more on a busy fire season at CPR.org. The contractor that built and operates RTD's train to Denver International Airport is suing the agency for more than $100 million. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
You might have noticed flaggers that stood guard at A-line crossings for nearly 3 years. Turns out they cost a lot of money. And the contractor that paid for them, Denver Transit Partners, wants RTD to now foot that bill and others related to troubles from the A-line's early years. RTD has countersued, seeking nearly $30 million in damages. A trial is set for next month. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
RTD has a new CEO. Board members have chosen Deborah Johnson to lead the agency. Johnson is currently the deputy chief executive at the transit agency in Long Beach, California. She's also worked in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. She'll likely start in Colorado this fall after contract negotiations. Johnson would be the first RTD female leader. Metro Denver has highs in the 90s for another couple of days. Then it gets a bit cooler, 92 in Colorado Springs this afternoon. This is CPR News.